Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome to Bible the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper Stock and Deborah Smith, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hello!
And we are excited to have you here with us today. Here at Bible the Business, we believe in working hard and praying hard to keep you out of the NFL. Stands for
No Friends Left Club.
There you go, No Friends Left Club. So we're going to be talking about everything from Bible to business. We're also going to pray for your business as well. We believe you should be praying for your business, and we're going to pray for your business, and we're going to pray for our guest business. This is a very good friend of mine, Darren Ray, is in studio, so excited to have him here.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
Yes. I'm going to introduce Darren a little bit later, but we're going to be praying for his business as well. And what you can do is you can go over to asanetwork.biz, and you can put in your prayer request for you and your business, and we'd love to share that on the radio. You can also go to our Facebook page, ASA Network, and put your prayer request in there. So we want to definitely be able to do that for you. So what I want to do now is I'm going to bring on our prayer warrior, Deborah, and she's going to help us honor the Father.
Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, we just thank you. Thank you for just, Father God, for loving us so much. It is a joy and a privilege to open our eyes every day and know that you are there, Father God. You put the stars in the sky. You put the sun in the sky. You put the moon in the sky, and they are still there. And when we open our eyes, we have assurance that you are still King of Kings. You're still Lord of Lords, and you're driving every aspect of our life. Father God, you said if man would make his plans, you will order his steps. And Father God, so help us to make our plans and know and submit to you to order our steps. That way it all comes out of you, Father God, and we don't have to worry. We don't have to fret, Father God. We can turn it over to you. So Father God, we thank you for your son who died on the cross for us. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives within us, that guides us every day. We thank you that Jesus Christ is sitting at your right hand interceding on our behalf. And Father God, we want to take a moment and lift up Christ the King World Radio for being a bright light into this dark world, to be a platform where we are transforming lives by lifting up the name of Jesus. Because you said, Father God, if you be lifted up, you will draw men to you. And Father, we thank you for that. We lift up World Media Ministries, Father God, for just reaching out to other ministries and helping them, Father God, to get their message out, Father God. Because you have called us, Father God, to go in all the world and preach the gospel. And they are doing just that, Father God, through media ministries. And we take that authority back, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we lift up ASA, All-Star Success Alliance, from Bible to business, Father God, and just sowing you back into our businesses, into our lives in a major way, Father God, not just in a light way with you in the background, but you in the driver's seat, Father God. And we lift up the same thing for I Am Love Builders, Father God, because we're about just healing relationships, Father God, getting the fun back into relationships, Father God, because you are being honored in those relationships, Father God. And we lift up Darren Ray and his business, the American Business Institute, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God, for helping to guide and lead him in a way, Father God, to help others to grow their businesses, Father God, to give honor to you, Father God, and have the success that you sent him to. You wrote it on his heart what you wanted him to do, Father God. He has moved forward with it in faithfulness, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for using him, Father God, to reach those that you called him to, that there be many blessings that will come his way, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that a spirit of prosperity will be just to consume all of our businesses. And Father God, we want to lift up our government to you. We want to lift up our armed forces, our justice system. We lift up our President Barack Hussein Obama. We lift up Vice President Joe Biden, our Supreme Court, Father God. We want your glory to prevail. We want godly leaders in America. America, Father God. We want godly leaders in the churches. We want secure borders, Father God. We want an immigration policy, Father God, that honors you, Father God, and follows the plumb line of God. We thank you for that, Father God. We claim it so in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to just turn our hearts, Father God, back to you where it belongs, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we also lift up the governor of Ohio, John Kasich, Father God, and we lift up Oklahoma's governor, Mary Spallin, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, that you are just awakening the gospel spirit within those states, Father God, and that they are just getting their eyes focused on you, Father God, and they are seeking you with their whole heart, Father God. We just pray for godly leadership to consume all of our states, Father God, and we will be united in the spirit of Christ Jesus. We ask this in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Powerful prayer, sister. We appreciate that. You know, folks, we want to pray for your business. We want you to pray for your business, but we're not going to leave you hanging out there. We're going to teach you how to do that. And one of the ways we're doing is to introduce you to a book called The Circle Maker Book. It's by Mark Batterson. This is an awesome book because I realized in my prayer that I was not praying correctly. I thought I was praying well, but I wasn't. I was praying Casper prayers, not God prayers. And the Circle Maker book helps you and teaches you how to pray God prayers in a big way. And I love this book. We're going to be going through the book. And Darren, I'll share the book with you here in just a moment. But in the book, we've been going through the chapters, and we got into chapter 10 and found out it was such a rich chapter. We've been in there for a while. I think, are we about ready to come out of chapter 10, Deborah?
You know, we might make it today.
We have been in chapter 10 for several shows, but we're going to continue with that. If we make it out, fine. If we don't, we'll just continue on. It's such a rich chapter we've been hanging out in. So the Circle Maker book, again, we've been going through it, teaches you how to pray God prayers and how to stay in there. You know, when you think that things aren't quite going the way they should be going, but you still continue to pray anyway.
Right. Yeah. You know, and this last part of this chapter, literally everything is just spoken to me so strongly in it. One of the things that he's talking about Peter, when the tax collector came to him and said, you know, like, doesn't your teacher believe in paying his taxes? You know, kind of messing with him a little bit, of course.
Yeah.
And you know, Jesus, he always has an answer to that. Mm-hmm. And so he tells Peter to go down and to throw his line in and take the first fish you catch.
The first fish.
Open its mouth, and you will find 4 drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and for yours.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Now, he must have been earning some revenue if he's paying taxes, right?
Right? He must have been. What a way he was going. Honestly, he's an entrepreneur, right?
Right. He said, yeah, pay your taxes and my taxes, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. You know, and so we have to, we look at doing things in a conventional way to make things happen.
Right.
We never really think outside of the box, but so much, you know. And but he tells Peter to go fish for a coin. Now, Peter's a fisherman. He knows how to go fish for fish. But who thinks of going to fish for a coin? That's just kind of doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
Right. But see, he says God loves doing different miracles in different ways because it reveals a different dimension of his power and personality.
Right. Right.
No, so for our businesses, for our lives, don't we need to see a different dimension of God?
Yeah, yeah. And you know,
in
the book he talks about, where do you feel like you need God least? Where you are the most proficient or the most sufficient?
Right.
And maybe that's precisely where God wants you to trust him to do something beyond your ability.
Right, exactly. And I think that's where we get caught up. Our greatest professional proficiency is a place where we feel the most self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. We don't need God. We can do this. do it on our own. And that's the, well, like you said, that's the one place we needed more than anything else.
Right.
Peter was a master fisherman, and yet God is messing with him around this fish thing, you know, on a constant basis to get in the sea. That's where you need him. I heard a statement years ago that I keep going back to, and it says that your strength uncovered is a double weakness.
Hmm.
And to me, if my strength isn't covered by God, it can become a weakness to me and interfere with me having success.
That's deep. That's deep.
And yeah. I think that's exactly what Mark is talking about here, that we need to make sure that our greatest strength is not something, or our profession, or our, you know, greatest proficiency doesn't cause us to have problems and take us away from the presence of God, and then we're doing it, and if God isn't in it, we know who is.
Yeah, man, in the world.
Yeah, because he just shows right up, and he's like, oh, God isn't here? Oh, I can have fun here. It's like, no, because if God is here, you can't be doing that. It's just not going to happen.
Wow. That's deep.
You know?
That's deep.
Yeah, so it's important for us to remember that. And then, of course, you know, just the idea of just the whole, you know, I like the way he says it, Jesus wanted to show Peter a new trick. The coin in the mouth of a fish trick.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. Hey, you're listening to Bible and Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. I'm your host, Casper Stockham. We have Deborah Smith all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. And my lovely wife, and my lovely wife is in studio as well, Cheryl. And our guest is here, Darren Ray. I'm going to introduce you to him after this break. And you can find us on Facebook by doing a search for ASA Network, and we'll see you right after these messages. People drive by TMAC on the radio.
Got so much on World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Really going right, looking for a ray of hope.
Welcome back to Bible the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we work hard and pray hard to keep you out of the NFL.
The No Friends Left Club.
Yes, No Friends Left Club. You know, Darren, you'd be surprised how many home-based business owners are in the NFL. And they're also in denial because they don't believe they're in the NFL. And there's easy ways to tell if you're in the NFL or not. When caller ID is not your friend, you're in the NFL. When you're not invited to those events anymore, you know, those special friend events, the sporting events and the beer events, you're in the NFL. Yeah. So our program and our system allows you and gives you the tools and strategies you need to get out of that. And we try to pull you out. You know, we're just going to yank you out of the NFL if you let us. So we have a lot of things that we do, including bringing on guest speakers. So I want to make sure that our listeners know about Mr. Darren Ray. He's also I got to tell you, he and three other gentlemen are my accountability partners. And I just started my third 21-day challenge. And
woo-hoo!
Yeah. And during the first two challenges, Darren and the other gentlemen have been my support system. Now, I haven't had to lean on them that much, but just knowing that they're there and knowing that if I do mess up, that I have to answer to Darren and the others, I make sure I get my stuff done daily. And if I don't, I tell them. So Darren, he's a good friend of mine. He's my mentor, coach kind of guy. He also has written a book. Hand me that book for a second. It's the Four Freedoms. So we're going to get into this book as well. It's a modern story of ancient wisdom. We're going to get into that. He's also the founder of American Business Institute. This is a great organization for traditional businesses that are struggling and trying to figure out how to navigate through that maze of getting your business off the ground and operating properly. We're going to get into that as well. We got three segments to delve into all that. But before you get too comfortable over there, Mr. Ray, tell us a little bit about Darren. How did you, who is Darren?
Who is Darren indeed? Well, first, let me say what an honor it is to be here. Oh. And as to your 21-day challenge in series, Casper, you need to know that I have been inspired by your devotion and dedication to your goals and your ambitions.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
And that kind of discipline is something that I would like to have more of in my life.
Oh.
So I appreciate the example that you've been to me in that regard.
Thank you.
And I love ASA and what it represents. Mm-hmm. There are so many opportunities out there for individuals to become more, for themselves and for their families, mm-hmm. to provide for their families.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many people that are taken in by misperception and mistaken ideas.
For sure.
And they foul up those opportunities for themselves and for others.
For sure.
And so I really appreciate what ASA is doing to help those home-based business owners become all they can be.
Mm, thank you.
And if we get around to it, I have an NFL story that I got NFL'd this last week. And so I could share that story.
Absolutely.
My signature line in all my emails, it's Latin, and it's "Nothi se otan," which is Latin for "Know thyself."
Mm.
If I were to say who is Darren, it's a process of discovery, mm-hmm. even today,
even just at this late age.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. The older I get, the more I uncover about myself.
Right, right.
Both good and bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And I grew up here in Denver for the most part, born in Vegas. So that shows that not everything that happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
That's good.
grew up mostly here in Denver. Met my wife here. I'm honored to say I took her on her first date when she turned 16.
Nice. Oh, very good.
And took us several years to figure out we were meant to be together, but we figured that out. Father of six kids, all of whom are terrific. People tell us that that we've got great kids, and I just tell them all the truth. That is, they came that way. Our job is just not to screw them up. So they keep us busy. They are athletic, and they're into choir and acting, and we're all active in our church, mm-hmm. and otherwise we're just, going day to day.
Nice, nice. Very good. Is that it?
Is that it?
But wait, there's more. So how did you go from, how did you get started business entrepreneurial kind of stuff? How did all that happen?
I'm afraid I was born into it. when I was in high school, I had a lesson from a teacher of mine, one of those rare teachers that can really resonate with a student.
Mm-hmm.
And she stopped me in the hall once and asked me what it was that my father did.
Mm.
And I told her, I said, "Oh, he's just a businessman." And she says to me, she stopped me and she says, "Now, wait a minute. You need to understand that our nation's economy is built on the back of our entrepreneurs and business owners."
Mm-hmm.
And,
smart teacher.
She was a smart teacher. So my father has always been an entrepreneur my whole life. I've seen him in many different businesses. Mm-hmm. I've seen him succeed and fail at those.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, I had determined at an early age that I did not want the ups and downs of an entrepreneurial life. I said, I want something good and steady, so I'm going to be a professional.
There you go.
And so I decided as early as 15 to become an architect.
Hmm.
Custom homes is what I enjoyed, residential architecture.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the course that I had set, and that was my first career. I spent 20 years designing custom homes.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we need to talk to you.
Yeah, we certainly do.
Well, the short of the story is that I went to school and studied design and architecture, and the girls helped me through the color parts. And and started my career, launched my career, worked with a great firm here in Denver, and went as far as I could with that firm. And so it was decided that I should try a couple of things. I had two choices. I could either go out on my own or look for work in one of my other fortes, I guess, which is computer-related things. So I did a stint in that during the turn of the century, which was exciting.
The turn of the century.
And so after that, then I hung out my shingle and was suddenly self-employed. And I quickly learned that while I was very, very good at architecture and designing homes and figuring out what it was people wanted and creating solutions, nobody on the through that course had taught me how to run my own business. And so that is how I found myself as an entrepreneur.
But I thought you didn't want to be an entrepreneur.
No, I didn't. my story is a Jonah story time and time again. I don't want to do this, but the Lord says, do it anyway. I didn't want to be an entrepreneur, but the Lord says, do it anyway. So I started on my own. And through that, began to realize that there was a lot of things that I didn't know and began searching high and low for the information that I needed, how to be successful in this business. Architecture, like any other profession, is a craft. And business is not about the craft. Business is about sales. It's about tracking. It's about marketing. It's about branding. It's about all of these kinds of things, customer service.
Sure.
We're not part of the education that I received, being very, very good at my craft. And that's what I think most people find the hard way. The E-Myth is written on that precept. People get into business because they want to do their craft, not realizing all of the things that they need to know and do in order to be successful in their business. Yeah.
They start having entrepreneurial seizures.
Well put. Well put. They get a, nervous tick and a twitch. They can't sleep nights.
That. Okay. So then that led into doing all that research and finding out there really wasn't a lot of help out there for businesses like the architecture business and other traditional businesses. Then that led you to start thinking about or putting together the material for ABI?
Well, the story's a little more complicated than that.
Okay.
So I spent 12 years studying and learning these things everywhere I could get a hold of it, and was aggravated by the fact that the information was out there, but nobody had ever told me.
Right.
And I began sharing those things with colleagues of mine and for a couple of years and was getting a lot of encouragement to they kept telling me I should be sharing this stuff.
Right.
Other people needed to know this
stuff. Right, right.
And so I decided I would give a try to teaching. I enjoy teaching. I enjoy speaking. And I really enjoyed sharing these principles with others.
Right.
And so I had decided that in conjunction with economic turns – that the American dream had shifted. Owning one's own home with a white picket fence was not so much as what it was about anymore. But people needed security. They needed freedom. They needed they needed to provide for their own future and their own retirement. And that's what these principles are all about. And so I began teaching those things. The idea for ABI, the American Business Institute, came after that. And it was one of those things where I began thinking, what did I wish I had 12 years ago as a business owner? And so those pieces began to come together. And as such, it turned into a much larger vision and process and project than I had ever wanted to be involved in.
Right, right.
But I don't think Moses intended to wander the wilderness for 40 years either. So, you know, we do what we have to do.
Right. Okay. All right. So we're going to get into a little bit more of that after the break. We're going to hear about ABI, and I want you to tell our listeners some of the workings of it, because I'm involved with ABI as a member as well, and I'm really enjoying the training and instruction and just the focus effort that ABI provides, as long as the roll up your sleeves kind of every week, you know, delving into a lot of different topics. So we're going to talk about that after the break, and we're going to hear about your book as well. I want you to tell our listeners about your book as well, kind of the concept of it. All right. So you're listening to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. Also worldmediaministries.org. Christ the King World Radio is a nonprofit organization, and we need sponsorships. We need donations to the station. You can also find us at asanetwork.biz. You can also go over to ASA Network on Facebook. We want you to do what's called a love tap. And a love tap is tell a positive story. So when you go over to our Facebook page and do a love tap about someone that's doing well in business, whether it be a customer service story, whether it be a loved one that's showing you some love, if you tell us about that and tell us about your business, we will share your business on the radio, kind of give you some free publicity. So we want you to do that. And we want you to think about sponsoring the show as well. So when we come back, we're going to talk to Mr. Ray. I've got some, I've got the bright light I'm going to shine on him to make sure that he tells us the truth and nothing but the truth. So help him, God. And we're going to get into that right after the break. We'll be right back.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15 to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome back to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we work hard and pray hard to keep you out of the NFL.
The No Friends Left Club.
Yes, No Friends Left Club. And you'd be surprised how many home-based business owners are right smack in the NFL. In fact, I think, Darren, didn't you have a story about the NFL you wanted to share with us?
Oh, I do. I do. I have an acquaintance, a friend. Met him. He was the vice president of a large company, mm-hmm. a very successful company. Mm-hmm. And he left that and is doing, was starting up something of his own. Mm-hmm. And I got a call from him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to get a call from somebody to say, hey, I've got this thing going on. I'm really excited about it. I'd like to have you involved. That's always very flattering.
Right.
But I have a background also in the various direct marketing ventures.
Right.
As an architect, you know, what people don't realize is that that building those nice homes and affording them are not the same thing. Right. So I, you know, and it's a pay per hour kind of a gig, and so I was looking for some long term retirement kinds of
plans. Residual income,
mm-hmm,
kinds absolutely.
Of things. So I'm familiar with that side of things. So. Yeah. So he gives me a call and he gives me the, you know, the spiel that it's always wonderful and flattering, you know, mm-hmm. you're awesome and I've been real impressed with you and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And then he says, I've got this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people fail to realize that for the most part, business owners are quite happy with their own business venture.
Right.
That the last person that you really want to push is somebody that's trying to build their own business. And approach them and say, how about building this one instead?
Instead, yeah. So come down off of that hill, off that mountain, and come on, climb over this hill and this mountain, this ladder, this whatever over here.
Right, absolutely. And so so I have taken to telling them right up front,
mm-hmm.
I'm not interested.
Right.
I'm not looking for that opportunity. Now, I will look at the products and mm-hmm. I will look at whether there's benefits to the members of ABI and
right.
so forth.
Right.
But he was so myopic and so focused on the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And it really threw me. And so I gave it a lot of thought this last week. And mm-hmm. I think the thing that's common that I was guilty of and most of the people that I know that are playing in that NFL league
right.
is that they unwittingly get focused on the money.
Right.
That seems to be what it's all about. Yeah. If I get this guy signed up, then I'll have my three or my six or whatever. And yeah. And they forget to look at what they're really doing it for. Is this something that is really what this person is looking for? Is this
right.
what they need?
Yeah. Is it solving the need for that person, not you? Is it solving the person that you're talking to's need?
Yeah.
And if it's not, do not share your opportunity with them. Bless them. Tell them, man, I'm so happy the ABI is going the way you want it to go. It's fantastic. Because what happens is if you do that properly, then Darren will continue to be your friend. And if you continue to grow in your business, then maybe sometime down the road, maybe Darren will come back or maybe not. But either way, you still have a friend.
Exactly. I don't want this guy to call me again.
That's what caller ID is for.
That's right.
I was telling a story a couple shows ago about I just got a new phone and a new cell phone number, right? So I was calling my list. And a guy answered the phone. He said, hey, this is so-and-so. And I'm like, hey, this is Casper. He's like, hey. He didn't know that I had a new number. So that's how you know I was in the NFL with him. Because
mm-hmm.
he was not...
So, Casper, you say instead of changing your phone number, you know, four times a year so you can talk to people and they won't be able to block you, rather learn how to do it differently and better so that you don't push yourself into that position
absolutely.
Of being in the NFL.
Absolutely. I'm saying a couple of things, and you're right. Okay, the option to getting out of the NFL is to change your phone number about four or five times a year, and you'll be fine because you'll be able to reach everybody. Because they're definitely looking at their phone and saying, oh, that's Casper. I'll let it go to voicemail. So, yeah, you know, and I'm also admitting that I have been in the NFL and I'm in the NFL with some people. And there's ways to get out of it. Okay, so we teach you how to do that, too. And that's by asking the five buying questions. You can get out of the NFL. So when you call them, you just ask them about them. How's it going, Darren? What's going on? How's ABI going? You know, where do you see that going 3 to 5 years from now? You know, what can I do to help you build ABI? How can I help you with ABI? Not how can I help you with XYZ product and service company that I'm trying to sell you on, right? And then if there's no way to help, or you know, if you talk to Darren about that, then you say, you know what, man, it was great connecting with you. I wish you all the best, and I'll talk to you later. And that's it. Do not share your opportunity. That way, you stay out of the NFL.
You know, the thought just occurs, and maybe this is worth sharing, mm-hmm. and that is that that the NFL club is probably the best casual example of not doing business in a Christ-like way.
Yeah.
Because it's a selfish motive,
yeah,
whether we admit it or not,
absolutely,
whether we own it or not. That's really what it's all about. And what you're purporting there, Casper, is a genuine love and concern for the other person.
Yes.
Rather than self-interest.
Exactly.
And truthfully, that's the problem that most people have when businesses who get involved in business.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very easy to get sucked into that that mistake.
It's easy. And even us who teach this sometimes still get sucked into it because we get so excited about whatever we have and the benefits is going to change the world. And then when we share it with somebody and they're looking at like, well, that's not really going to change my world. It's not going to rock my world at all.
And then we just say, well, that's because you don't see it. Let me tell you more.
Exactly.
Run, Forrest, run!
Get out of there. Yeah, absolutely. So tell us some more about ABI. So now, I'm familiar with it, of course, because I'm a member of it. But for our listening audience, what is ABI?
ABI, the American Business Institute, is an organization, a club, if you will, that that we're putting together, and it's taking off, mm-hmm. for all business owners. Mm-hmm. As an architect, we have the AIA, American Institute of Architects. Mm-hmm. The Medical Association has the AMA. Mm-hmm. Well, it occurred. And it was inspired, but it occurred to me, why don't business owners have a similar organization,
right,
where they can go for the resources that they need, the support that they need, the education that they need? And if it were done right, it could be all of the things that a business owner needs so that they can succeed instead of fail. Mm-hmm. The travesty is that 4 out of 5 businesses fail in the first 5 years.
Right.
And that is and we know why that is. Mm-hmm. It's because they lack the skills, the knowledge, the expertise, the support that they need in order to succeed. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have anything to do with economy. Businesses succeed in any economy. It doesn't have anything to do with the nature of their business necessarily. It may or may not.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a wheelwright at the turn of the century, you know, that could be problematic. But there are still people now that are making carriage wheels.
Okay.
And so ABI is designed to be, and I don't mind saying this, ABI is designed to be what the SBA should have been to business owners all along.
Yeah.
And that's what we're out to do, and that's what we're seeing tremendous success at.
Right.
It's like having the cure for cancer, and that's what we're sharing.
Yeah.
That 4 out of 5 businesses failing, we're turning that around to 4 out of 5 succeeding in the first 5 years.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned SBA, and we should hear so many success stories coming out of the SBA. We launched this, we launched that, this is going on, you know, and it's, they have a lot of great information for you to do absolutely nothing with.
You know, and that's interesting you say that, because there's a lot of great information out there, and especially in today, the information age. Mm-hmm. The real challenge is distilling that information, mm-hmm. and it's especially difficult when there's so much conflicting information.
Yeah.
And so what we want to be able to do is do that distilling for someone to, mm-hmm. say, look, this is what it boils down to. Hmm. And make it simple.
Yeah.
Success has been is formulaic. It's always been and always will be the same thing. Mm-hmm. If you do these things, you will become this person, mm-hmm. and you will have this kind of success. Hmm. It's the law of cause and effect. There is no getting around that. The problem is when we try to do it differently, when we try to do it you know, when we
shortcuts,
right? Quick fixes, mm-hmm. You know, and they talk about get rich quick schemes.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The idea that you can have it all without working and earning and becoming.
Yeah, mm. Yeah. It's funny because I talk to people on Facebook and other social media all the time, and as I ask the 5 buying questions, I find out kind of where they are, you know, with their organization and also what they've been doing in the past. And, you know, they say, oh, man, it's going to be great. You know, this the company is run by this multi-millionaire guy who, you know, he got fed up. So he started this thing and all my upline are millionaires. And I said, OK, so where are you at? You know, oh, I'm just getting started, but it's going to be great. You know, and they're going to teach me everything. Yeah. So you're going to go from nothing, or I should say nothing. You're going to go from $2,000 a month income or $3,000 a month income to $50,000 a month income. No, you're not. You know, you've got to grow into that. Now, don't get me wrong. luck has a way of finding you when you're out there doing the things properly, right? So you can get lucky and wind up making that kind of income. But I've seen people make that kind of income and lose it again, yep, because they don't backfill it with the proper knowledge.
Well, the irony is that it's not about knowledge and it's not about skills, although that's a critical part. Mm-hmm. The difference is what a person is.
Right.
The difference is character.
Right.
We talk about building millionaires, mm-hmm, and I use that term loosely because people often think that means money, right, and that gets their attention.
Right.
But what it really is about who they become.
The mindset.
The mindset.
Yeah.
Greatest book is The Millionaire Next Door.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't read it, read it, because it talks about the mindset and who a person becomes.
Right.
The trouble that we have in this country is that we are a generation of soft people.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost a great deal of what this country was built on in terms of self-sufficiency, and we'll get into that, I guess, here shortly. But mm-hmm, the it's the same thing that we saw with the Hebrews. They were slaves and everything was provided for them. They
right
had no liberty, right, but their food, their home, and everything was given them.
Right.
And so when they had to go out and make it on their own, mm-hmm, they were hard-pressed to do so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we're seeing a lot of that these days.
And they had to have the law laid down so they even know how to even use the bathroom. They didn't even know how to do that properly. So go out at least 50 yards from the camp or whatever is amazing. Are you listening to Bible and Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio? We are your host, Casper Stockham, and we have Deborah Smith on the line all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. We have Darren Ray. We have Darren Ray in studio, a good friend of mine. And when we come back, we're going to hear about his book, The Four Freedoms. So we're going to talk about that. And my lovely wife, Cheryl, is here in studio as well. We'll be right back after these messages.
Glow TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible and Your Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we work hard and pray hard to keep you out of the NFL.
The No Friends Left Club.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many people are in the NFL. And Darren had a great story for us earlier about that. And I guarantee you that anyone listening to this show has had someone either approach them, and now the person that approached them is in the NFL with you, or you are in the NFL with someone else. So we're going to help you through that. We have got a lot of great tools, strategies, tips, and so forth to help keep you out of the NFL. We talk about this every week on our webinars. You can go to our ASANetwork.biz and register for free. We have live coaches standing by, ready to help you and help reach out their hand to pull you out of the NFL if you're willing to let that happen. We have tools and strategies to help you as well. We have the 21-day challenge, we have the 5 buying questions, and we have the daily action report card. Those 3 core tools will help you get out of the NFL and stay out of the NFL.
So, Casper, that's that part, that's the work hard part, praying hard and working hard. You got to be willing to work hard.
You got to be willing to work hard. And we got the tools for you to work hard. Okay, these are just like the farmer's tools. If you want to dig your way out of the NFL, we can help you do that. So we're in studios today with Darren Ray, and he's an awesome friend of mine. He's also my mentor when I'm doing my challenges as well. I look to him because, see, I know that if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, Darren is watching. He's always watching. So I have to make sure I'm doing what I know I need to do. So anyway, so we were talking to Darren, and I want him to share. He wrote a book. It was several years ago, but he brought the book with him today. It's called The Four Freedoms. Actually, I read this book. It's an awesome book. It's just one thing. What's the one thing, right, in the book? And it's a modern story of ancient wisdom. So tell us about The Four Freedoms, Darren.
Well, The Four Freedoms started with a dream, actually. Years ago, I awoke in the middle of the night. It was 2:33 a.m. And one thought was running through my head, and that thought was, the truth shall make you free. Now, I had learned a long time ago to pay attention to these kinds of things. So I went downstairs and took out a piece of paper and began pondering on what does that mean? What does that mean to me? And the truth shall make you free. I mean, there's obviously the spiritual ramifications of that.
Right.
And as I explored the idea a little further, I began to think of what freedom means to me. Liberties, being here in this country. Personal freedom began emerged. And essentially what came out of it was there are essentially four freedoms. Personal freedom, spiritual freedom, political freedom, and then financial freedom. Now, what I found was I tripped up on that one because I grew up, not for any known fault, but I grew up with the idea that money was evil. And so I had discovered that I was doing a lot of different things to sabotage my own success for cockeyed reasons. Fear of having a lot and having it taken away, the, you know, the Job factor, right? That if I had, that meant I was sleazy and slimy and greedy, and I didn't want to be that person. So I had all these false ideas. So The Four Freedoms then is those is the story of a fellow who goes through this process of discovery. And the single most important of the four is that personal freedom, the recognition of responsibility, that that we are, no matter what our circumstance, we are entirely and wholly responsible for how we respond to that circumstance. Many of us live reactionary lives. And in our house, we have a phrase that we use. A couple of phrases I'll share with you. One of them is that we don't allow people to say, he made me do this. I've got five boys and a girl, and when they're little, it's very easy to say, well, he made me mad. And we stop them and say, no, he gave you a reason, and you chose to get mad.
Right.
Because that's the principle we want our kids to understand.
Sure.
Is that they have a choice. No matter what comes.
We all have a choice.
We all have a choice.
Right.
And so the story of this individual is when he first realizes that he has a choice, and that he's that the life that he has fallen to is a result of the choices that he made.
Yeah,
and he chooses to change.
Now we're in the political season right now, and you mentioned political choice. So what does that mean to you?
It's a family show, right?
It's a family show, absolutely. But it is one that we don't shy away from any topic. So go for it.
This country, whether we like to think of it so or not, was founded on Christian principles.
Amen.
This country was founded on principles necessary in order to maintain the freedoms of religion and of speech and the freedoms that we enjoy. And those freedoms are God-given.
Right.
I firmly believe that the founding fathers were inspired. They had great resources to draw upon, but their background was Christian based. And nearly to a man, each one of them said, "We put this together. Now only a God-fearing country can retain it." And that's the truth. Now, whether you call God Jehovah or Jesus or Allah doesn't make any difference. But we have to recognize that God is at the helm, and that that when we give up obeying and listening to the commandments that our Father has set forth, then we're just asking for trouble.
Right.
The choices that we have politically are to forego those rights and privileges and responsibilities and turn them over to someone else.
Right.
And no matter.
Someone else or some entity, like the government.
Some entity. Well, we need to be led. I'm a firm believer in government of the people and by the people. But when we turn our choices and responsibilities over to those who lack moral fiber, who want to enslave us by our own laziness and remove accountability and responsibility from our shoulders and say whatever, lay out a situation where whatever goes is fine.
Right.
Then we're going to reap the whirlwind in those decisions.
Yep. And that's exactly what's happening today.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But we can always turn it around.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. We can get on our knees and turn it around. We can
go to the polls and turn it around.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of which, you know, I've had several believers tell me that. And by the way, this is exactly where I was about six, seven years ago. And that was, I really didn't see anybody interesting to vote for. Nobody was showing any kind of Christian beliefs that I considered to be Christian beliefs on either party. So I said, you know, what's the point? You know, they're all evil. You know, it's either being bit by the poisonous snake or being strangled by the poisonous snake. I'm still dying. You know, so what am I, you know, why am I participating in that? And I've talked to people even recently and they said, you know, there's no point in participating in the system. And I say, well, there's no point in being in the system. But and I don't know if there's any record of Jesus ever voting or anything like that. Or if he was alive today, I don't think he probably would vote per se. But he's also God. So it's hard to put myself in Jesus' shoes as far as that goes. But if I'm going to be in this world and I'm a spiritual being living in a physical world, so I have to live here. And my children, you know, I have to raise my children here and I have to, be in a good place here. So I believe I have the responsibility as a citizen and as a Christian even to vote.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The challenge is this, and I remember those days when when the people that the parties put forth were not the kinds of people that I would like to see in office. The problem with our culture today is that we have created an institution of professional politicians.
Yeah.
They are and what we need is to restore a level of statesmanship.
Yeah.
Service in the government is a responsibility. It's a privilege. It's not a job.
It shouldn't be. Yeah.
It shouldn't be a job. Yeah. And all of us as citizens have an obligation to do our part, do our share, do our time. And then move on to our profession,
yeah.
Whatever that should be,
yeah.
In contributing to society and to the economy,
yeah.
And because that institution has been corrupted, if you will, by professionals, the good folks don't want any part of it,
right?
Well, if I could, I would make a call to the good folks to say, get involved anyway,
yeah.
Despite all of that, only an individual who has the right motive and the right cause and the right heart can make the right change.
Yeah. Yeah. And it comes down again, it comes back to praying hard and working hard. So we pray hard for things to change. You know, we pray for our elected officials that they'll be moved in a God-fearing way to make the correct calls and decisions and rules and regulations and all those things. But we also need to work hard in the form of voting, in the form of shining the light in the dark world and letting them know, no, we see you and we're watching you. And that is not the right thing to do. And I don't appreciate you doing it because it's going to affect my family. It's going to affect my children. It's going to affect me. It's going to affect our world. And you're destroying our world. And I see you, Mr. Satan. I see you.
The thing that we can remember is that we as citizens have the power to make those differences, not necessarily with the leaders in Washington and those that have been elected or those that are being elected, but rather with the people that we associate with.
Right.
Spread the word that entitlement is dangerous.
Right.
it was written by an ancient historian that when the people learn that they can vote for themselves benefits out of the coffers of the government, mm-hmm. then democracy is on its is dead.
Yeah.
And as we raise our children to believe that entitlement is okay, that you're privileged to have these things, that everybody should have them, and everybody should get this, whether they work for it or not, mm-hmm. that's the great evil. And yeah. those are the things that we can start with our own families to yeah. teach them truth, and the friends with whom we associate to express that that life is about working hard, earning hard, and giving much.
Yeah, yeah. And that's biblical, and the opposite is not biblical. You know, so as Christians, we should be very mindful of that. You know, the Bible tells us to pray, but also to work. And if someone is in need, it definitely tells us to help the needy. It tells us, as we're building our businesses and our farms and all these things, to leave some for those less fortunate. But it doesn't say to just open up your gate and let all the less fortunate just come in and ransack your house because they're less fortunate. It says, no, leave some for them. You know, leave a portion of your field for them to have. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that scripture says that if a man does not work, he does not eat.
Right.
And we've got to remember that if we really care about people, we're not going to handicap them. We're going to allow them to grow through their issues and problems so they can get better.
Yep.
But like you say, you help those that are in need, but you don't help them to the level that they don't have to do anything because you're literally killing them.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Darren, I want to thank you for being in studios with us. We have come to the end of the show. You're listening to the Bible Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We'll see you on the next show.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15 to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.